your station there.
Tom, Miss Bernice. I've just finished up my day, heading to switch vehicles and then up the mountain. I heard you and a couple other guys talking today. Sounds like you've been a little busy.
Really, Patrick, you've been kind of a dull day. I'm just reading some stuff from the NRA here and other things, about ready to get up and go do something. How's your day been?
Hey, been a little nasty weather-wise, but not complaining at all about the rain. We needed it. But it still changes everybody's attitudes toward things.
Hey, Lumi. It's 67 here now with 96% humidity. Feels like 72. And we got 1.71 inches, so we're real happy about that.
How many rain gauge put out, but one of these days I might get around to that.
The rain gauge out front in the garden was exactly along with the AccuRite weather station. So that was good. I always go out and kind of compare them.
And here's a fool pull out in front of me on a wet road. What are people thinking anymore?
Do, Patrick. The way you see them driving out on 85, they think a 80,000-pound semi-truck can stop on a dime when they cut in front of them.
That funny thing is, it was a SCDOT truck, pickup truck.
They'd know better.
Bernice been up to making today. I haven't heard you mention anything.
I think I just heard her get up from her nap. I've been not wanting to take a nap. When you're over 50, it's okay to take a nap. That's your tip of the day. She hadn't been baking anything today. It's kind of unusual, to be honest with you. There's still some of that good jello salad left up in the icebox, and I think we're just going to have a bowl of stew and maybe a sandwich or something for supper. Nothing exotic.
For that, I'm going to go home and grill out some steak burgers that I bought, and that's what I'm going to have.
Nothing wrong with that. Oh, I walked down to the end of the property and back up, and this afternoon, just been reading stuff on the internet, and I talked to Rusty, and I talked to Dayton home a half hour or so ago. Rusty's been working at the computer.
Heard a little bit of that conversation and got him a new DVD player. But I haven't been able to talk on radio much today because I've been dealing with customers. So, but I've been listening.
Now go.
I'm Patrick.
Bernice.
Still a little groggy here. She's turning down the Casablanca fans, what I call them. You can tell what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And, got the air conditioner on 74, but still feels a little bit warm in here. Oh, Bernice said she's cold.
Weather. Had the AC on earlier in the truck, and the guys were complaining it was too cold. It was 75 degrees. It wasn't like it was cold. It just didn't have the humidity in here.
It's 45% up here. That's just about optimum, so I'm not complaining about that. The basement's been real good. But I think I'm going to go down there and head down there for a little bit and see if I can scrounge up something to do, Patrick.
Well, you enjoy your time down there and try to stay out of trouble.
Character, but I'll do my best. You have a good ride. And be safe out there. We'll talk to you later. KO4HKX and 0TR73 is Patrick.
Please do not unload, and you and Miss Bernice have a good evening.